Hello, ladies and gems, spiders and worms, cows and horses, transvestites trying to get divorces. To all my elves, it's SFS podcast number 12. Yes, podcast number 12 it is. I am a very greedy thing. I put into the category of a fraudster like Don King. No, I am not. News flash, everybody, in the life of me. Now, I got my money back from the bank, which is good news. The bad news is that I am being tried for fraud, which I did not do. I have been set up onto the name of somebody who has set me up on this case, and I have got to go to court and sort this whole mess out. I got to get myself a lawyer in the court of law, or shall I represent myself like Ted Bundy? I am not sure.
See, I know exactly who I am, and I gotta be
something that it's over £3,000. Whether they'll make me pay it back, I'll still be under attack because I did not do it. And everybody knows that I am not that clever enough to pull off such a thing. I've never been good on computers. I've been good at being a real life shooter. But that's about it. Now, topic number 12 is going to be on just bullshit. And we're going to get into Jackie Chan a bit on this podcast, and his movies and how he made them and what my favourites are. And if you listen to this podcast, maybe you could send me some messages at odgesfs662@gmail.com. News flash, everybody. 10 Downing Street suffered a gas leak and nearly got blown up because of it. Whether it was intentional, I do not know. The pig molesterer, Dickie, got locked up for life for animal cruelty. North Korea are going to make a nuclear strike on America very soon. The Russian credit card fraudsters are still on the loose. My friend turned foe, Matt the Rat, got his head kicked in for being a fucking twat and doing people over. Yes, I will say that. I'm still doing shirts for the hooligans of the governors. Talking that, Great Balls of Fire is this weekend. There's a UFC event this weekend as well. UFC 1213. If there's not, there's a double event that I've got to cover. I'm doing shirts for Great Balls of Fire, which I designed myself. that I've got to pick up today. It will be on my website, Shaipok. And I'm telling you, visit Shaipok. You'll get all the great stuff that you want on there, especially for your kids. I've got a shop full of WWE figures. I've got shops full of games, Wii games, PS3 games, getting PS4 games in, there's lots of stuff, sunglasses for the summer, watches, there's loads of other stuff, loads of vintage comic books, and everything, women's clothes, for grown-up women. I suggest you try them on before you purchase them, so I can see how they fit you, especially the bikini ones. But you have to be a certain type of woman. You have to be a brunette, and can't be skinny or fat. Because me and you, my friend, we were brothers, all right? Oh, I'm just watching Raw and Enzo saying, "We were brothers, we were ready to die." Because Big Cass just turned on Enzo. Big Cass is going to get a push. You see the emotion come out of Enzo instead of the comical. And now you're seeing a new Enzo. He's got a tattoo called New Life on his thing. It looks like a pack tattoo. So Enzo's changed his character. People are feeling sorry for him and emotional. And Cass is like the new, I think he's going to become like, he's going to get a push as a heel. He reminds me of Kevin Nash a lot, but he's got better skills in the wing than Kevin Nash does. So, and he comes from a humble upbringing, as Kevin Nash did. So, there are good things in the future for Cass. So, as a top star, as there is for Enzo as well, in whether the, I don't know, the cruiserweight division or just to be a, the crowd are going to be invested in him and feel sorry for him. Oh, Enzo attacking Big Cass backstage. Oh, Enzo tried to get some revenge on Cass. Oh my god. My Olympic hero, is that my Olympic hero trying to break it up? Is he trying to break it up? Is he? Is that Kurt Angle? My Olympic gold medalist? No, it isn't. Who the fuck is that with the bald head? I don't know who he is. I know that I've seen him backstage recently, Joey Mercury and Noble. That used to be J&J Security. I protest that J&J Security come back and start working with Seth Rollins again. And Seth Rollins makes that turn. So he's back to Seth freaking Rollins. And he can pursue himself back to the top. Bailey, what a sweet young lady is Bailey. Sasha Banks is my age, so she's accomplished quite a lot. I'm not jealous of you anyway. Look at all the colourful things. She's great for little girls, and I like her because she's just a stand-up woman, you know. And Sasha Banks is in a league of her own. And she's Snoop D-O-double-G-L-B-C-213 cousin. I've been playing on a lot of Injustice at the moment. It's great, I think, when you play on it and you have that scene where you're fighting and you get thrown into the pyramid and then the pyramid blows up. It really gives me a euphoric feeling because it's like Illuminati is getting blown up by the pyramid getting blown up. Nia Jax, she reminds me a bit of China, a lot, as she's like an unstoppable bitch that could do quite a lot, you know. But Sasha Banks put up a brilliant fight, even though she went through a turmoil of superstars. I think Kurt Angle should get more involved in the general manager of Raw, like the old Kurt Angle, like try and piss the crowd off a bit with your antics with the three eyes or something. I think there's still plans for Kurt Angle is going to wrestle. Whether who's going to be, I think Brock Lesnar would be the number one pick for that. Yeah, I'd say Brock Lesnar if Kurt Angle's gonna have one last match against Brock. If Benoit was still alive, then I'd say Benoit, because his best matches was with Benoit. Well, now I'm going to cover Jackie Chan and all his movies and his best ones and his not so best ones, as I've developed a collection of his movies. Obviously he's no Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee is realistic. If you want realisticness, Bruce Lee is the guy to watch. Bruce Lee is the pioneer of martial arts movies and the pioneer of fighting, MMA fighting, the pioneer of not just that, just everything, philosophy, freedom, everything. Bruce Lee was it all. Bruce Lee is probably one of the most missed legends in this world. Definitely my most. Bruce Lee made an impact on the world and on people. On my mind, in the way I think, more than any person I've ever looked up to. So Bruce Lee is definitely the most missed legend ever in my books. Now, as we cover Jackie Chan. Hershey is asleep on the couch, aren't you, Hershey? So take a walkie to Hershey, aren't you? Take a walkie on the little footpath. Yes, and see what you can find. Maybe you can find me some money. Maybe, Hershey, you can go to the shop for me, Hershey, and go into the shop and grab the clerk. Open the register with your teeth and eat, get the money, buy your teeth and run back to me. That would be very nice, Hershey. Oh, look at Hershey. Hershey's looking at me.
Oh, Hershey! Oh, my friend! You cannot do this to me! You did this to me!
It's from My Little Antics. Once, I left two £20 notes on the table. This true story. And Hershey, I went to the bathroom, and then when I went back, Hershey was eating on one of them. Basically ripped up the whole £20 note like it was some type of food for her. Terms of dogs, doesn't it? Nothing really matters to dogs, I think. The only thing that matters is eat, sleep, shit, fuck, that's it with dogs. They don't really value anything else, which is good, because they can live in peace. So money, if I left £1,000 on the floor, Hershey would probably just eat it, instead of making any value to it. She knows better not to eat my possessions. No. She's quite a clever dog, because she's German Shepherd, Border Collie. Border Collie being the cleverest dog, and German Shepherd being the most sensitive dog, meaning they can sense things more than most dogs can. So she's got both of that in her. Anyway, we go into Jackie Chan and his impact on the movie world and the way he changed the action movies. I mean, there's plenty of action American stars, but they don't come close to Jackie Chan, because Jackie Chan was the real deal. He put more effort into his films than any other action star did. And with that, with a lot of films, he directed them, he produced them, he choreographed them, and didn't have big budgets for these films that made big hits and consumed as classics today. And he had no safety equipment. All he had basically was crash pads, and that's about it. Crash pads. And back in the day, that was it. Just had little crash pads to land on, and that was it. And sometimes didn't have that when he was doing all his crazy stunts. No. Jackie Chan went through a very started off in Korea, where they tried to make him new Bruce Lee after Bruce Lee died, putting him in some corny kung fu flicks, and people weren't buying that until he came out with Drunken Master. And then that's when you see Jackie Chan come into his own, as the comedy aspect of his thing differed from Bruce Lee. Obviously, Jackie Chan's films are more entertaining than Bruce Lee's films. As a person to look up to, obviously Bruce Lee is much more of a legend, but Jackie Chan is, if you want entertainment, then Jackie Chan is definitely better to watch. The films are more entertaining than Bruce Lee films. Bruce Lee, but if he lived, you never know what he could have done. But yeah, Jackie Chan started coming to his own in Drunken Master. That's what broke out, broke him into being a star. The first like Chinese star to be big since Bruce Lee. And he weren't the new Bruce Lee, he was different, because he brought a different aspect to it with Drunken Master. That's the film that got Jackie Chan to be a star in China, and even got America watching him. But then he went to America and did that film, Battle Creek Ball, which was a major fucking letdown. One of his worst films that he's done. and just using him in that Cannonball Run film.